With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello there, welcome back to Marriage or Martinis. It's Adam and Danielle, and we're here for another episode about our expertise in marriage.
I mean, obviously. What's taking so long?
Yeah, so obviously we're experts in this field, mm-hmm. So we're going to give you advice today about being married and what we've been through with marriage and how we think you should take our advice.
What?
No, don't. Don't take our advice.
I mean, what you just said doesn't even... yeah. Okay, but let's backtrack a little bit here.
Go ahead.
People have been messaging me.
Yep.
Saying, you know, look, we say, first of all the time, we're not experts. We're not experts on anything. And, you know, that's, mm-hmm. I think we've established that. We did actually get recently a bad review of someone who's very angry with us.
We're not supposed to talk about bad reviews.
Well, this is, I'm okay talking about this.
Okay.
That she was very angry that we are a marriage podcast, but that we are not experts and that we were giving advice or we were giving information and stuff and we have, you know, no basis for our 16 years of marriage. Don't. Kind of, but man, she was freaking angry.
Well, listen, we're not. Well, all right. So, did you know it takes 10,000 hours of research to become an expert in anything? So, if you research something for 10,000 hours, you are considered an expert.
Well,
are we married for 10,000 hours? I think so.
Are you kidding?
So we're experts.
I think we have been married for the whatever the hell amount of hours is. That's how much we've been married for.
So we are experts. So we're allowed to talk about this.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, go ahead.
Well, first, I did an Instagram story where I asked people to ask us some questions. Would you like to answer some of them?
I would love to. Before we even start with that, I've prepared us a shot.
I thought you were going to say you wrote me another poem.
No.
You prepared us a shot.
Yes.
Is it the one over there?
I'll be right back.
The cream cloudy colored shot that looks a little... I don't like these.
Rum chata.
I don't know that I like rum chata.
You love rum chata.
I mean, I like rum chata like after cake. Not like when I'm just sitting at a podcast table. I'm drinking Prosecco. Prosecco and rum chata.
We'll find out. Cheers.
Do not... I don't even want to tell you what this looks like. All right,
rum
cheers. Oh, I need to sip this. I cannot. Mm-mm. I cannot shoot it. Mm-mm.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Prosecco and rum chata just do not work.
But it's so good.
It is good. It's tasty. Delicious. It is tasty. It's like a dessert.
Yeah, it's like the Christmas drink.
Eggnog.
Eggnog.
Ugh, I don't like eggnog.
Oh, no, it's not like that.
But this is good.
Yeah,
I like it. Rum chata is very good, but I do not recommend it with prosecco.
Right.
You know. That. How come we don't put rum chata in coffee? That might be a good idea.
All right. Mm-mm. All right. So, yeah, let's do your Instagram thing.
Okay. So people – it's a lot to take that. So people were asking us. I said ask us any
– Man, it never gets old.
Oh,
all right.
God.
Go ahead.
I don't think I've ever said that. okay. So the first question is – Wait, these are from listeners.
I'm answering this?
Well, we can both answer it. So these are from listeners. I said ask us anything. You know, now Instagram stories have that feature, that ask us anything feature. You know, I like people to get creative with their questions. They seem to want to know stuff about us, which is interesting.
Yeah, why?
I mean, I'm super interesting.
Yeah, I am super not. Mm. All right, what's the question?
So the first question is, do you guys have the same sense of humor?
Well, you don't have a sense of humor.
I was going to say, you have never really thought I was funny.
No, you're not funny. I make you funny.
I don't think that's necessarily true. I think a lot of people think I'm funny. And she said, do you guys have the same sense of humor? I'm clever, funny, and my husband is slapstick funny.
Yeah, I'm both and you're neither.
You like those slapstick movies and you watch them and you laugh like some kind of 80-year-old man.
I could watch.
Like when my grandfather used to watch The Three Stooges.
Yes. I could watch somebody walk into a glass door or whatever thinking that
you
it was
think
open.
That stuff is hysterical.
Oh, I could watch that forever. But like I love that.
You know it's going to happen.
Of course, but I love it. It's so funny. Mm-hmm. Like, I can watch somebody walk into a glass wall and fall down, and I can laugh for days. Like, right. It's just, yeah.
Okay.
I love that kind of stupid, you know, like airplane. Like, mm-hmm. I love that, like,
right.
Slapstick, stupid.
I remember on our second date, you told me a bunch of jokes.
Yeah.
We were sitting, and I was like, and I, little did I know, every single joke you told was from that guy on Howard Stern.
Jackie.
Yeah, Jackie. And I didn't listen to Howard Stern yet. So I'm like, oh my God, this guy is the fucking funniest dude ever. Meanwhile, you stole every single joke from Jackie the Joke Man.
I stole every one.
Right.
And they're hilarious.
They are funny and super inappropriate.
And it made me feel like,
oh my God,
funny.
I thought you were so funny. But but I thought they were like, you know. Like a little bit more original.
But the way I told it, it was pretty good. Like
you had a good delivery. You do have a good delivery. You're a good joke teller.
Yeah.
You are. You are a horrible storyteller, but you are a great joke teller.
I'm a great joke teller.
If nothing else.
Okay.
So that would answer that.
Okay.
So what was the moment you realized you wanted to marry him and vice versa?
Merchants, 13th Street in New York City, when we met for the first time.
Mm-hmm. We met the first time in high school. A friend set us up. We dated or, you know, dated. Yeah, no.
Right.
You felt me up for like 2 weeks.
Right.
And then we lost, you know, contact. We'll go into the story another time more.
Okay.
But we lost contact and we got back online. We got back together online with a dating service. I just happened to see you and I was like, holy shit, I think I know that guy. Sent you a message.
All right, don't give the whole story.
Okay. And then we went out that night and yes, I remember thinking to myself while we were sitting there, I think I'm going to marry him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was very strange.
Yep. Sitting in that like downstairs lounge in New York thinking for the first time, wow, like I'm really in love.
Which just goes to show, ladies and gentlemen, my first piece of marital advice is don't decide who you're going to marry after 12 screwdrivers.
Right.
That is not a good time to make any kind of life decisions.
Yeah. Well, it was – so you had like 12 screwdrivers. Mm-hmm. I had like 12 kamikazes. Mm-hmm. We both had like 6 packs of cigarettes when you could smoke in a bar in New York back then. And it was love at first sight after that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yep. What's next?
Someone said, do you guys name call? I mean, I tell you to go fuck yourself like every episode at least like 12 times.
What does that mean?
Do you guys name call? Do you call each other names? Like, do you call me, you know, a bitch or do I call you like you
negatively?
Know, stupid or...
Oh, it's all negative?
Yeah. Do you guys name call? I think that's what it means.
It's not like, hey, babe. Or
I don't think that's name calling.
I don't know what name calling is. So.
I think name calling is like, you know, like when you like call someone a bitch or this or that, I think.
All right.
Yes. I mean.
You do it all the time too.
We do. Yes. Yeah. Not in front of the kids. But I do it. Yes.
Okay.
And the question was, the next question is, we posted the Instagram story that you were taking off from work.
Right.
So it says, Adam took the day off work, I see. Kids are in school. Boom, chicka, wow, wow, before the podcast.
Yeah, I wish.
No, we did not have all the sex that day.
It crossed my mind.
We did not have
the
sex.
I almost made it happen, and then you were sleeping.
I was sleeping. Yeah,
so
I passed out.
It couldn't happen. Mm-hmm. It did cross my mind.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to make it happen, but it didn't.
I was just fine without it.
Yeah.
I was watching Jack Ryan. I was Amazon Priming, and that's the that's what it's on, Amazon Prime.
Okay.
And chilling by myself.
Okay.
I chilled alone.
Right. I get that.
So, no, we did not have... the intercourse.
The intercourse. Okay.
Now.
What else?
Okay, so.
Move on or one more?
One more, I guess. Oh, what do your kids think about you being podcasters? I mean, they're beyond embarrassed about it.
No, but I think
they're
beyond,
super humiliated.
Like, cool about it, too. Like, I think they kind of like it.
Maybe not
Mia. Like, because she's too old. She's teen, so kind of not cool for your parents to be out there talking. Yeah. But
no, and they don't really know. I guess they don't really care one way or another.
Yeah.
I don't think they don't really care. Yeah. They don't. They have yet to realize how cool their parents are.
Oh, my God.
They will. I mean. They totally will one day.
Once we're dead, they'll look back on us and say, you know what? They were cool.
What? You know what? If there's ever an apocalypse, is that what you say?
What are we talking? Zombie? Are we talking meteor?
Whatever it is. Like, if the whole human race dies and all that is left is our podcast.
It's like we send it
Can
up.
You imagine what they're going to think? They're going to be like, oh, no wonder they all died off. This is this was their species?
There's way worse than this. I guess so.
It's going to be like us and the Kardashians.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
All right. So should we get to the advice because we're so knowledgeable and
everything? Mean, especially if there's going to be a zombie apocalypse, everybody's going to, you know, we should be the one to leave all the marital advice.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The first question you asked me is, what do you think have been the three biggest struggles in our marriage?
Yes, pick your top three.
My top three.
Your top three.
Wow, there's so many.
There certainly are.
For us, I think to start, our biggest struggles were first living with each other. You were in college when we first met, when we second met. I was working. I didn't have the same college experience as you. And we had to live with each other, and we were so different. And it was so hard because, you know, everybody out there, you know, Danielle's a slob. We all know that. I'm not. And that's
hard. I
think
slob is a little harsh.
Okay, sorry. It was like.
I am cleanliness challenged.
Challenged. Mm-hmm. Right. So it was very, you know, like something like that. When you live with somebody for the first time, you have differences of. You know, you're used to one way, they're used to another way, their way's okay, your way's okay. Like, it's just, it's craziness because you fight about every little thing that you're not accustomed to, the way you were either raised or the way you've been living for the last so many years. So for me, living with each other for the first time was really difficult, and we struggled and we fought.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Hardcore.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that almost ended things like immediately with us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we definitely almost ended. And then we did what every healthy relationship should do when you're about to break up.
Right.
We got a dog together. We're like, well, this dog will bring us closer together.
Well, we hate each other. Maybe we'll both love this thing together.
Right. So if you're struggling out there, get a dog. That'll save it.
So that we were such different people. We were, you know, like we come from such different upbringings, like different backgrounds, different, you know, parenting styles, different everything almost. And like you're sensitive and stuff.
I feel things.
Yeah, you feel things.
I was born with a heart.
That was weird. Like I never experienced that before. Mm-hmm. Like I wasn't about emotion. I wasn't about feelings. I wasn't, you know. Mm-hmm. I do remember like warm fuzzies. Remember those guys from elementary school? Did you have
those little yarn things?
Yeah.
Yeah. Remember I had that? Those at a sleepaway camp.
Yeah. I used to beat those fucking things. Like, what are you doing? Like, right. No, we're fine.
Right. Right. All right.
Yeah. So we were just very different people.
Mm-hmm.
And lastly, I think our hugest struggle after we made it through all the warm fuzzies and all those things. Mm-hmm. The disabilities, you know, we've spoken about this on the OCD episode. Mm-hmm. I couldn't and didn't know how to deal with your OCD. Mm-hmm. And I was in a place, I guess, like this is still in our 20s, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Where I wasn't willing or ready to share myself, you know, to you. And I was selfish. I was still kind of, you know, an asshole. And like, I couldn't relate to what you were going through. And so we were just fighting nonstop. Like, mm-hmm. you know, you had your issues. I had my issues. Unfortunately for me, your issues were real. Mine were just being a fucking asshole. Mm-hmm. So I admit to that. I admit it. I get it. Mm-hmm. I admit it. But just that, you know, we had to deal with each other's shit. Mm-hmm. And that caused...
And we're still dealing with each other's shit. We deal with it differently.
Yeah. It's very different today than it was mm-hmm. when it all started.
Yeah.
So our, you know, quote unquote disabilities kind of like led to huge problems in our marriage, mm-hmm. at, you know, in the beginning or even halfway through our marriage.
What is your, I'm sorry, your disability?
Well, that's why I said quote unquote, because I don't consider it a disability. It was just.
Your personality disorder?
My personality disorder. That's a disability, no?
I mean.
The way you just said it makes it sound like.
I mean, there are definitely personality disorders, but you never got it like, you know. I think I diagnosed it.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Which is probably what happens in a lot of marriages.
Listen, whatever the fuck I have, it's a disorder. So, well, yeah. Mm.
I wish there was some medication. What kind of medication do you take for assholeness?
I'm on it now.
No, that's not for assholeness. Okay. No, Zoloft does not. It's a wonderful. We love our Zoloft, but it does not do that.
All right.
Okay. So, yeah. I mean, I think we also just neither of us knew how to have like, how do you learn how to have a relationship? Like, you don't. There is nothing to teach you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, and even if we had boyfriends in the past or girlfriends in the past or whatever, like there was, we weren't prepared to like, you know, be married. I don't know. How do you prepare for that besides watching your parents? And I guess that's kind of what we did, which was in a sense a bad idea. They both had very different and wonderful marriages for their own, but not for us. You know, they both, you know, they're both married a long time
at first. I thought I wanted my parents' marriage. You thought you wanted your parents'
marriage. No, I didn't think I wanted my parents' marriage. I did not think that. I think that I wanted I wanted something in between, I think. And I think you – but anyway, it doesn't really matter. But what – you know, the thing is that we hadn't – other than like, you know, me like having – Barbie yell at Ken about like, you know, when I was from the time I was like 8 years old until the time I was 12 years old, you know, like her being mad at him. I really had no proper training. It was just Barbie training was really it.
Interesting.
Yeah. You know, so there was nothing else to prepare me for, you know, marriage.
Yeah. Well, is that such a thing? Like, do people get prepared for marriage?
I think so. I think actually in certain religions, I think you'd like take a course or something or, you know, and listen, at least it gets you talking. I mean, we didn't even talk about, we just knew we wanted to be married. You know what I mean?
Right. We didn't. Well, no, you told me I wanted to be married.
I did tell you when you wanted to be married to me. Yes. Yeah. Well, you didn't know. I had to inform you of that.
Yeah, of course. You had to let me know what I wanted.
And I told you that it needs to happen within like 6 months.
Yes, you did.
So, you know, at least I set it up for you and I organized it for you. Kind of like how you like me to organize.
Yeah, as long as we go in order, as we all know.
Okay. Yep.
Okay.
But, you know, but I think we both had times in our marriage when we were like useless in a sense, you know, when I had my OCD, you know, I was non-functioning.
Yep.
And we didn't have kids yet, you know, which was.
Well, you were pregnant.
I was pregnant. Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm. But we didn't have kids. And a lot of times I think in marriages, you know, it happens and you do have kids and, you know, you are struggling where there's postpartum depression or anxiety manifests at other times when like one person has to step up and take care of the other. And I think in every marriage, I think there's a time when one person has to step up, you know, and sort of take care of the other one. You know, I had to end up, I did it with you, I think, when your dad died. you know, I had to, I think there's been a few times where I've stepped up and taken care of you. You know, granted, we were a little bit older and a different place in our marriage, but there was, you know, a good year and a half when you were like, we'll get into that, but, you know, when it was tough. So, you know, I think that that's one thing to know is like, there's going to be times and you have to step up. That's it. I mean, and you know, and you did not do that.
Well, we're comparing 39 to 28.
Yes. Yes, we are. You know. But we're also comparing, I think you were, you know, we were just at a different place in our marriage. I think we've grown so much.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So, yeah. So I guess, you know, what, okay. So what would be your first piece of advice for people? If you were going to give a piece, if you were doing, you already did your Adam boot camp for parenting.
Right.
If you were going to do an Adam boot camp for marriage.
Okay.
And by the way, people, you can get a two for one Adam marriage and parenting boot camp.
All for the same price.
And we will pay you, actually.
All for the same price and the advice is the same.
Yep. Get somebody else to do it for
if
you.
If I have advice for people that were getting married? Okay, is that what you're
that's
saying?
That's what I just said twice.
Okay. Okay, so I guess for me, it's easy to say for the guys. Like, girls, close your ears. Just for the guys. Just get over it and listen. Hear what she has to say and say you're sorry. Move on. That's
did
it.
Did you really just throw a say you're sorry in there?
Just do it.
As you know, that's the first time the word sorry has ever come out of your mouth.
All right, wait. Girls, close your ears. Guys.
Earmuffs.
Yeah. Even if you don't mean it, say you're sorry.
Come on. Really? That's your good advice?
That's a great advice.
That's your marital advice? Yeah.
Just do it. Just get it. Like, because who cares? Like, I don't mean like lie to your wife or lie to your husband or, you know, whoever. Mm-hmm. My point being like, whatever you're saying sorry for the most part, probably is so insignificant and so stupid. And just get over it, say you're sorry, and be done. That's my advice.
Okay.
No?
I mean, I don't know. There's a saying. It's called practice what you preach.
I didn't say I do this. Oh. I say this is the advice for what you should do.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
Right.
All right, cool.
So but that
that's
brings,
fantastic.
Yeah, that brings my point to the next one, which is like realize what's important. Like there's so many stupid fights you're going to have. Like we talked about, I think, before. Before we were married, when we first moved in together, it was like we fought about like what dish towels to get. Like we went to the mall and we were picking out like kitchen stuff. Mm-hmm. And we fought about dish towels.
Mm-hmm.
It's like – And we left them all angry and not speaking to each other. Mm-hmm. And like you look back, like who the fuck cares?
Right.
What dish towel is in your house? Like there's just realize what's important. Fight about things that need to be fought about.
Right. Pick your battles.
And things that all right, if you want it like this particular pattern dish towel and your wife doesn't, all right, let her have the dish towel. You know, like let her, who cares?
Mm-hmm.
You know, fight about things that you need to fight about because they're going to make you better.
Mm-hmm.
That's my point.
Right.
Yeah. So that's my.
But fighting is great.
No,
fighting is fine.
Awesome. Because, what? Let me explain to you why. Okay. So, my last piece of advice is for overcoming the hardships in your marriage. Start a podcast.
Oh, yeah. All of you. Just get out there and start a podcast. No big deal.
That's what we did.
Sure. Everybody's got time for that.
So, no, but for real, like, it doesn't have to be a podcast. It could be anything. Like, you and I have spoken, like, we've communicated more in the last 3 months doing this than we have in the last 10 years. You know, like, and we get to vent and we get to, like, tell each other our shit and we get to tell each other, like, what pisses us off about each other and we get to... But we get to do it while understanding each other because we're doing it on this platform. Just find something that you guys both enjoy doing. Like if your spouse says,
do something together.
Sit down. I need to talk to you. Nobody wants to hear that. Like nobody wants to sit down and be like spoken to. Mm-hmm. Like do something fun together and talk about the bullshit while you're doing it. Mm-hmm. Like that's what I think this is for us.
Right.
Like doesn't matter what it is. Like do you like golfing? Go golfing together and talk.
Right.
You know, go bowling and fucking yell at each other. Like, who cares?
Yell
like,
at each other bowling.
Yeah.
With a big fucking bowling ball in your hands.
Exactly.
Oh, that's not dangerous.
No, it's great. So you get to let your shit out.
You know how many marital bowling ball deaths there are each year? My God. And here you are encouraging it.
No, I'm just saying, like, find something that you both enjoy and just communicate and do it. Because I think this works for us. Like we're doing this podcast, and look, we're drinking.
Can we go shopping and talk about all our problems?
That brings up a whole nother problem.
I prefer to do that. Right. Or could we go into the city and see a Broadway show and text back and forth?
No, for us, it's podcasting and alcohol and talking to everybody out there. And
let me tell you, man, that's a winner combination right there. Alcohol and fighting, people.
But you know my point. You know what I'm trying to say. You know, find a common ground.
And this
ground.
Week on Marriage Experts of Podcasts.
So as an expert, the way
how
I want
to drink alcohol and fight.
Right. So as an expert, find something you have in common, do it together, have fun, and talk to each other.
Mm-hmm.
And let it all out and let it go. And if it's strong enough, you'll get through it.
Okay.
Right? Mm-hmm. I feel like Adam Carolla on Loveline.
Okay. Yeah. I did not listen to Loveline.
Oh, so
I
great.
Know you liked Loveline. I think he has a podcast, I think, now, doesn't
well,
he?
Well, he had, like, the biggest podcast almost ever before.
Who was the other one?
Doctor what?
I don't know. Wasn't he? It was him and somebody else, Adam Carolla and Dr. Well, they did a show together on MTV.
He had. Oh, no, that was The Man Show with Jimmy Kimmel.
No, there was another show, Dr. Something. I'll look it up.
I don't know.
Okay.
All right.
Anyway. So that's all your advice?
Oh, yeah. That's what I got.
Wow.
I think that was pretty good.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think that was... All right, maybe not.
People are enrolling in your seminar right now.
Just like
they're online, bus. Yep. And if you look under your car seat right now, you'll find two tickets, too.
Right.
I have we've been through a lot. I have to say that again. Yeah. There are certain things we haven't even spoken about, you know. I said when your dad died, you went a little bit off the rails, and we talked a little bit about some alcohol issues, some gambling issues. You felt like you needed to get away and escape. I think you were kind of running away from your problems. You would go to Atlantic City like once a month, and I would let you go, which was really dumb of me. But I would let you go because, number one, I felt guilty that I felt like you had been through so much and your dad was sick for a while, and I wanted you to be able to have some time on your own. Secondly, I felt like, you know, you work so hard and, you know, I wanted you to be able to have time to, you know, I had all these excuses for letting you do it. I never should have let you do it. It was a bad move on my part. And, you know, I think there's nothing healthy about, you know, you want to go to Atlantic City or Vegas once in a while, fine. But there's nothing healthy really about that environment. There's nothing that's going to make you better by going to, like, you know, Atlantic City and drinking and gambling all night. So, you know, it was like just prolonged, I think, the whole thing, whereas you should have been probably like getting therapy or something. So that was like my fault also. But, you know, but at the same time, I think, you know, when it came down to it and we finally got to a place where I couldn't take it anymore, you were trying to change.
Uh-huh. Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
You did not change right away. You know, it took some time, and you definitely, like, you know, still were fucking up a lot, but you were trying to, at least, and I knew you wanted to. Uh-huh. That was the first thing, was that, you know, I knew you really wanted to get better and wanted to change. And, you know, I think that's sort of the first thing. You have to both want it to be better. You both have to want it. Like if you're at a place where one of you was like doing more, or you know, that what, that the two of you aren't equal in trying to make things better, like think to yourself right now, you know, if there's issues in your marriage and stuff, are there things you're really trying to do to make it better? Are you really putting yourself out there, or are you just thinking you are and saying you are, which I think is what you were doing. You were just kind of thinking you were making it better or saying you were making it better. You weren't actually actively trying to do it.
Yeah, right.
Right?
Yeah, no, yeah, definitely. But it got to a point where I realized that I wanted it to be better.
Well, I think I scared the shit out of you.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
I think I was like, it's now or never.
Yeah, and then it was like now, and I was like done.
Yeah, I think I scared the shit out of you.
So it was done. And, you know, I realized, you know, what's important, and like, this is the way it has to be, and I'm happy to be that way. Like, it was not.
Yeah, but try to realize, you know, if you're just saying that you're going to do something and, you know, you're talking about it, but it's not actually going on, you know, think to yourself, what am I doing? You know, and I think that that was at a certain point I looked at you and I was like, you talk a great game, but you're not, you know, you're not walking the walk. Like you're not actually doing what you're saying or thinking you're doing. So, and that, you know, you've always been willing to work on it. You have always been willing to work on it. You've always wanted it to be better. I think it's always been important to you. So, you know, I think that's number one. I think, number two, and I'm going to sound like a, you know, like one of those like marriage retreat seminar classes that, you know, but I think that you need to like invest in your marriage.
Like, what? Wait, why is that so bad?
I mean, because I sound like invest in your marriage. Like, I feel like it sounds like a business thing, you know? But it's true. Like, I honestly think that, like, we talk about going to New York and going on vacations and, you know, we have date night every week and, you know, we probably spend too much money with, you know, people say, oh, I can't afford a babysitter or I can't afford this or whatever. But we invest in so many things. Like, we invest in, you know, a house, we invest in a car, we invest in, you know, our kids taking ballet lessons, even though they're never going to really be a ballerina, or our, you know, son playing baseball for 6 years, even though we know eventually he's not going to be a professional baseball player. Like, we invest in all these things. But then I feel like we skimp when it comes to our marriage. We're like, oh, like we can't afford to go out every week, or we can't afford to go on vacation, or we can't afford a babysitter, or, you know, someone to help around the house to relieve stress for one person so that they're just happier. And I just feel like, why are we skimping on that? Why is that the place where we say it's okay to, you know, to quote unquote save money? I think a lot of people, I think we do, and people probably look at us and are like, oh, well, you know, they spend so much money and they go on vacation or they go to New York or they, you know, they have a babysitter every week, once a week, or, you know, I think, but I think it, like the return on the investment.
Oh my God. It's
in my financial expertise.
Well, obviously.
No, I think, listen, one day you and I are going to be empty nesters again. And we have, you know, we spend once, at least once a week connecting. And sometimes, yes, it costs money to do that stuff. And it costs money to connect and, you know, to have that time alone. And I think that it's worth putting the money forth. It's important to, you know, make sure that, listen, you're investing in all this other stuff. Why not?
Okay.
That. And then my last one is, you know, do what's right for your marriage. Don't listen to anybody else. Everybody else, you know, is doing their own thing. Like I said, you know, I'm sure there are people out there in our community or that we know who say, oh, well, you know, how do they go out every weekend? Or are they this? Or are they that? You know what? That's what we need to do. And we know that. Yeah, I think that, you know, we do what is right for us. And, you know, you can't. Listen, you can't compare yourself to other couples. Like, do what, you know, listen, if you want to have a separate bank accounts, have separate bank accounts. If you want to do, like, freaky stuff in the bedroom, do freaky stuff in the bedroom.
Yeah,
if you,
baby.
No, you know, like, if, listen, do what is right for you. And no, it's nobody else's marriage. Fuck them. Who cares?
Right.
You know? And I think that for us, like, for instance, we sleep in separate bedrooms at night.
You just put that out there?
I put that out there, baby.
Oh my God.
But it's so different than what it sounds like. Like at the end of the night, we kiss each other, and when it's time to sleep, you go into a different room and you sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I think we like spent time feeling like guilty about this or right. or you know, ashamed about this. But at the end of the day, I think, listen, if people are going to judge us or at home, if people are going to judge you, they're going to judge you no matter what you do. That's just who they are. And the people who are going to support you are going to support you no matter what they do. And listen, I hate to even make excuses, but I like to sleep with the dogs. You don't. You're a very light sleeper. Right. I like to get up in the middle of the night and go on my phone or go on the computer or watch TV or, you know, I wake up super early in the morning to get the kids ready for school. I like you to be able to sleep a little bit later and you would wake up. Like, I could go down the list of reasons why it makes sense for us.
Well, did you know that a lot of homes that are being built today have a his room and a her room? Mm-hmm. They have separate rooms that mm-hmm. are being built in new houses. Mm-hmm. It's a growing trend, like it was back in the 50s, maybe, like mm-hmm. when they slept in separate beds, maybe same room, but separate beds. Like, or was that just for TV?
I don't know.
Maybe?
Probably just for TV.
Okay, who knows? But
yeah, I think the Brady Bunch were the first ones to sleep in the same bed together.
Oh, is that right? Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. But yeah, listen, it's not something to be like embarrassed about.
Well, but here's the thing. So here's the thing.
It works for us.
It works for us. And listen, if you're going to, I think people who know us, or if you're, you know, listeners who've been listening to us since the beginning, you know, I think for the most part, you know, we have a healthy sex life. We go on vacation together. We sleep together because we have plenty of time to sleep. And if we don't get a great night's sleep because we're sleeping together, it's fine. We're, you know, like there are nights we sleep together. There are nights, you know, we get on the couch and we snuggle for a movie or we snuggle for, there's plenty of stuff we do. And there's other shit that other couples do that we probably don't do.
I like to snuggle.
No, but what I know you do. That's very sweet. Yeah. Yes, I don't like to snuggle when I'm sleeping at
right,
all.
Right, that's the point.
I like to leave me the fuck alone.
When you're sleeping, you want to sleep.
Yeah, just listen. Whatever it is, fine. It works for us. That's right. And that's all you should say to yourself. If there's something and someone else is going to judge you, you know what? They have something going on in there. Right. I have yet to meet a marriage that, you know, doesn't have something. And if they seem like they don't, it's because they're just – they're private and they're not revealing it, which is fine too. Listen, but, sure. But you know, I just think you got to – it works for us. That's yeah. it. And that's it. And I almost started like you did. You said, do you know there's this a women's room and a man's room, whatever. I almost started researching statistics like how many couples today sleep in separate beds. Or, I was like, you know what? I'm not even going to fucking do that mm-hmm. because it doesn't matter. It's what it's good for us. So who cares how many other couples do it? And who cares? We are, you know, I hate the word happily married, but, you know, the term happily married because, you know, I think you're happy at times. You're not happy at times. Like, I don't like to use that. But for all intents and purposes, we're a very, you know, loving, you know, content, affectionate, like in love married couple.
Right.
And so whatever the fuck we have to do to get there is fine, you know, as long as there's, you know, honesty that's, you know, and, then I think all the rest is you do what you got to do.
Okay.
So that is my, you know, that is my thing.
Let's close. Let's be done.
Okay. Let's be done.
Okay. We're going to move on to the next one.
Rate and review. Please, sure. please rate and review
don't
us.
Don't beg.
Please, I am begging. That's not what you said last night, baby. and, you know, Instagram, Facebook and Instagram. If you are not following us on Instagram, set up your account right now just to follow us because we are having so much fun on there. And by we, I mean me. And right. It has nothing to do with it. But we're having a great time on there.
Yeah, marriageandmartinis@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. Email us. We'll get back to you. Mm-hmm. I swear.
What are they emailing us?
Yeah. What?
What are they emailing us?
Whatever you want. Feedback, questions, comments, advice. Okay. Like, what should we talk
sure.
about?
Sure. Or, yeah. Oh, we need topics. Please, yeah. please. Topics. Yes. Like, give us any kind of, what do you want to hear?
What are you going through?
What do you want to hear?
Yeah.
What other advice could we possibly give? Okay.
Goodbye, everybody.
Bye.